Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here we go again. Yes, back in the saddle again. It's the DJ V. DJ V. Victoria always, her, I can see it even though I can't see her. I can see the, it's sort of the video effect, the visual effect of her eyes rolling back in her head when I start with some, whatever it is. I have a creed. Do you have a creed? You know, like the American's creed or a credo or something, a summary of your beliefs. Do you ever put that into, I think you're a very thoughtful person. And I say that to people who are listening all around the country and around the world, in fact. Most of us do have, people who are listening to conversations like we have and listening to programs like this are by their very nature thoughtful. So I wonder how you think about what it is that you believe. I know people have strong core beliefs, or oftentimes they say they do, but they're masked in somebody else's belief.
You know, I believe in whatever the church tells you.
But do you, and that's okay, but do you have something from your own heart and mind? Like, I believe that order is better than chaos. Creation is better than destruction. I prefer gentleness to violence, forgiveness to having vendettas. On the whole, I think that knowledge is preferable to ignorance. I'm sure that human sympathy is more valuable than ideology. I believe that in spite of the recent triumphs of science, men haven't changed much in the last thousands of years. We still have to learn from our mistakes and from history. But I mostly believe in courtesy, the ritual by which we avoid hurting other people's feelings, which happens sometimes with people's egos. I think we should remember we are part of a greater whole, which for convenience we all call nature. All living things are our brothers and sisters. And above all, I believe that there is a supreme being that is responsible for giving us the ability to think and to love and to value our lives, making our existence possible. If you think about how precarious everything is. When you think, I was walking out my backyard with a friend the other night, and we were looking up in the sky, and she said she didn't care to think about how small we were. But, you know, we really are. And the planet, never mind our individual lives and what we do, not to diminish them, because they are, you know, we are talking about lives being important. They are, in the overall scheme of things, though. We're a small rock in a very small solar system in a relatively small galaxy in a world that is so immense, so huge, it is impossible to gauge what the impact is that we have individually on the universe. And so you think about that, put things into perspective, it's best to take care of yourself and your world and the people you care about, your family. Now that's what I'm more motivated by that than I am any social issue, although I am involved in social issues. Locally, politically, I'm very active. But there's nothing that matters more to me than my two children and my grandson. Nothing. There are lots of other things that matter, for sure. I love Victoria and Jennifer, and they matter immensely to me. My farm matters immensely to me. This radio program is a part of my very fiber and fabric. So getting down to, and that's part of the creed, part of the belief. And I don't know why I needed to get that off my chest today, but I look around at these people who think they're so important, these 100 black leaders that basically have threatened Joe Biden. You better do this. And I'm thinking to myself, or what? You're going to vote for Trump? I don't think so.
Well,
I think Biden
they
should
won't vote.
Shrug off. Well, does that mean they won't vote and that means Trump wins? Is that the conclusion? Is that what we carry away from this? Do you really think that would happen?
I think a lot of people do feel that way.
Isn't that selfish, though, Victoria? When you get right down to it, don't do it my way, or I'm going to pick up my ball and bat and go somewhere else.
Well, I think this is... I think this is different. I think that we're at a point in our country right now where, you know, I think my generation, I really believe my generation is the first generation that understands why representation is so important. And I don't think that the baby boomer generation ever thought about representation. And I don't, I think black people in the baby boomer era, they fought through the civil rights movement and, that was, you know, and I don't think they thought that representation would ever really happen until President Obama got elected. That was, you know, a lot of white people can dismiss that, but to every single black American to finally see someone that resembled them in the White House was a turning point in their lives. And so white people take that for granted far too often. And we're doing it again with, you know, with saying that this is something negative when all of these, and these are mostly entertainment, these are black entertainment, 100 black men who are in the entertainment industry, Sean Diddy Combs, Charlamagne the God.
Yeah, but the fact that it was men alone is a statement.
Well, 200 women, right, but 200 black women in June did a similar letter. So, and that was really more about Breonna Taylor, but it's the same thing. But, you know, these are what I do like about this is that in the letter, these black men say for too long, black women have been asked to do everything from rally the troops to risk their lives for the Democratic Party with no acknowledgement, no respect, no visibility and not enough support. That's true. That is absolutely true. Every single time a Democrat runs for president, it's like, oh, we have to go to the black female voter. And the black female voters are the cornerstones of the Democratic Party. And so I think that I agree with what they're saying. It is about time that we have some representation of a black woman somewhere really visibly in making decisions. And I don't mean first lady.
Okay. Yeah, you make a good argument, and you always do. Pretty much. Yesterday I was having a meeting with the staff, and I referred to Victoria as Fearless Victoria. One of the reasons that she is here is because she's, and I'm not talking about her in the second tense like she wasn't here, but she's here because she's so passionate about her beliefs. You can agree or disagree, but she always, well, pretty much always, 99% of the time, has really solid reasons for explaining her strong beliefs.
I'd love to know an example of the other time for having a solid reason.
When it comes up, I'll point it out to you.
Okay.
At any rate.
But the reason that I feel this way is because I have been fortunate enough to grow up in, you know, with a multicultural group of friends. And I have listened to my friends, whether they were Asian American or I have friends from Hong Kong, I have friends from around the world. Yeah. And that was through my education, and I was exposed to a lot of different cultures, and that I've heard their stories. I've heard their opinions. I'm the one who has a microphone in front of me. If I don't speak up for my friends and their experiences, then what's the point of me being here? You know, like the passion that I have for these issues, it comes from being passionate about my friends' experiences. And, you know, you represent farmers really well. And you know the plight that farmers have had in America. You have a microphone. You get to speak up for them where they don't maybe have a voice. And yeah. That's how I feel. That's why I'm on this show. That is my soul. You talk about creeds and things
so
like that.
So I don't
that.
Have to pay you anymore?
Sure. Now, but see, why would you? That's like, you know, why would you take it to? I'm not supposed to be paid for that.
Yeah, I'm teasing you. Of course you are, because you have a valuable. You're a valuable component, and it's thinking.
You were talking.
Yeah, no, but you know, you were talking about what you grew up around. I grew up around not the opposite, but I grew up on my own. So I had the opportunity to not have prejudice and to not have people telling me this is right and that's wrong. I had to figure, it was like sticking your finger on the stove when it's hot. I had to figure out stuff for myself. And along the way, I certainly have picked up things that maybe the average person who's my age or has had my experience, whatever that is, has not. And maybe that's why I have the strong spiritual belief that I do. Or I have the creed that I just went through. Why do I have that when other men my age think that I'm whacked out of my mind?
It's what I grew up around. It's what I experienced. We all are products of our environment from the very moment we are born. And in fact, when you're in the womb, you have that. You carry that out of that experience into the next experience and into the next experience. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But the idea of me being not like my parents were really not my real parents. The people influential on me were farmers. That's why I have the passion I do, because I grew up around it and I understood why they loved, why the animals were so important, and why watching things grow. They didn't think about it that way, but I did. Because as my Scorpio Piscean nature is to ask questions and then to gently sort of, what's the song from Paul Harris, Paul McCartney, My Guitar Gently Weeps? I do weep about it because I have, I'm now thinking about it, the sensitivity for these animals that can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Right. Doug, Jen, and Victoria talk about the wild inaccuracies in testing for COVID-19 in our clip of the day. Listen to that at djvshow.com.
I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Well, it's a fact that many of us have adjusted our work routines and are now working from home. And a recent survey conducted by the folks at Epson found that while working at home, we love to multitask. Karen Rowden from Epson explains.
First of all, people do multitask on conference calls. About half of our respondents were saying that when they're on conference calls, they're either cooking or eating. We found that almost 20% of respondents were exercising on conference calls.
That's
so they're taking their dogs for a walk or through the park or they're on their treadmill. So that's a really good example of how people tend to multitask when they're home. Actually, I found one of the things that was really interesting, about 20% of people have a TV on when they're working.
And me? Well, I don't have the TV on, but do what works for you. More info is at Epson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's the old Crow Medicine Show with Wagon Wheel, getting started with our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program. There's something about this that grabs me, Victoria.
This was a huge hit.
Well, the name of the group, too, the Old Crow Medicine Show. Cam and the Old Crow Show are among the artists featuring and being confirmed to perform for Live at the Ryman, which is a new ticketed live streaming series at the Ryman in Nashville. Series kicks off this Friday with a performance by the duo for King and Country, and then it runs every week till the middle of September. Additional artists confirmed to participate in this 6-day run include Chris Jansen, Scotty McCreery, whom we all really like, Brett Young. Live stream ticket prices cost $10 for one show, with some optional VIP add-ons. Wait a minute, how do you do a VIP add-on? For
you might get, you might end up being in a smaller group of camera, talking to the artists. I'm not sure exactly what. I don't think they've spelled it out yet. But
you pay $50 for all 6 weeks. You can buy the tickets on sale now. It must be probably at the Ryman Auditorium website, I'm going to guess, right? Would you say that was where Opry Entertainment was coming out?
Yep.
Anyway, the Opry folks put this together with input from Vanderbilt Health. Vanderbilt University is right there in town. Live at the Ryman plans to launch first as a live stream and then eventually begin allowing a small number of socially distanced audience members come in, though it doesn't specify a date for that. Same time that has been producing this weekly Saturday Grand Old Opry shows during the pandemic, same people are going to oversee production of this series. So let's see, for this week it's for King and Country. Next week it's Cam. Week after that, Chris Jansen. Scotty McCreery on the 4th of September. Brett Young the 11th. And the Old Crows. Caw, caw, caw. I had to do that. September 18th. All right, coming up on 25, well, it's actually almost 26 after the hour. The music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Doug and Victoria and you. And TikTok helping Priscilla Block get a record deal at the start of last week. She wasn't very well known at all. She's a singer, songwriter, just started to make a name for herself on TikTok, had 330,000 followers, Victoria, but hadn't really been broken into the mainstream. That changed with the release of this song just about
Over You. That came out last Wednesday. The ballad shot to the top of iTunes all-genre chart. Her overnight success actually started 3 weeks ago when she posted a video of her singing Just About Over You a cappella in her bedroom while she was doing her makeup. Did you see that, Victoria? I'd like to see that. That'd be interesting.
I didn't see it, but I have heard about it. I'm not really on TikTok. I find it could be too annoying.
It's going to be short-lived.
I'm also not 12, and so that's really the audience.
All right, so then why are we talking about it?
Well, because she's a huge country star now.
Yeah. She said, I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I still have no words. I've always heard that country music fans are ride or die, and this right here proves it. This is 6 years of blood, sweat, and tears. She moved to Nashville 6 years ago from North Carolina to try to make it. Fans love the song so much that some of them actually helped raise money for her to record it as a track. She's had other quasi-virtual moments on TikTok with songs like the body-positive song Thick Thighs and PMS, the latter of which is yet to be released.
It's a cute song. It's a good song. Basically saying, like, who doesn't want an extra side of fries, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong with thick thighs?
Nothing.
Well, put the thing together with everything else? Yeah. In March, she took a socially distanced meeting with Dennis Entertainment's John Dennis, who discovered Avenue Beat 5 years ago on Twitter and now manages that trio, so he has now signed her up to 28 after the hour.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People say, what was it like? I said, what was it like? Being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Social media is tightening its regulations regarding political ads. USA's Tim Berg has details.
Facebook is rolling out a new policy that will prevent U.S. news publishers with direct, meaningful ties to political groups from claiming the news exemption within its political ads authorization process. Since the 2016 election, reporters and researchers have uncovered over 1,200 instances in which political groups used websites designed as local news outlets to push their point of view on Americans. Many of these sites leveraging social media advertising, such as Facebook and Twitter, to boost their content. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A celebrity chef and talk show host had to run for her life after a fire broke out in her home in Lake Luzerne, located in upstate New York. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fire officials still looking into the cause of a fire on Sunday night at celebrity chef Rachel Ray's home in Lake Luzerne in upstate New York. The Warren County Fire Coordinator says firefighters managed to save the home's ground floor.
Could have been substantially worse. They were very fortunate.
Rachel Ray, her husband, and their dog were all able to get out of the home safely when the fire broke out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thirty-four after the hour, breathing life into another day. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen out today. Victoria Keevan is here with me with a way of steering the ship. I guess that's my job as the sort of leader here. I'm not trying to lead you in thought, just lead us in a direction of conversation. So I'm going to steer us toward this overview that has come out last couple of days of how many people face potential eviction as some of the protections that have come about from the beginning of the year are expiring. What a conundrum. What a mess. These damn... And you know, we talk about it, and some of the leadership doesn't seem to be all that inspiring. But you know what? You can't, I hope, you don't lose sight of the fact, and I think a lot of people do because some folks think simplistically, but we need to keep in mind this all started as a result of malfeasance on the part of the Chinese communist leadership. And if we don't keep that in mind and we kind of fall into some of these finger-pointing aspects of not that we've done a great job in, you know, many of these situations, but it lies squarely, this problem lies individually and uniquely squarely on the shoulders of the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders. It doesn't go any lower or higher than that. And so when you look at these problems that have come about, sure, have we done always the right thing along the way? Probably not.
whether it's our leadership or anyway, you can find fault anywhere. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact, Victoria, that this all started with and you see all the other things. You know, we quickly, because of the nature of our thought process, what we've been taught, taught to think, using the devices and stuff, everything's quick, bing, 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 bing. So we tend, you know, now the problem, today's problem is, that we, you know, are running out of money. So we better do something and add $400 a week or $600, whatever it is, so people will be able to pay their bills. But this all has come about. The need to do this has come about as, you know, we look at the communists and the Chinese snooping on everything that we do, the way that they've, I think, created, I think you could draw a line, maybe not directly, to what's happened with the protesters moving into some of these cities and unrest that's been started by interests, Chinese interests, communist interests. And I sound like coming out of the Joe McCarthy era when I was a kid in the early to mid-50s, this guy Joe McCarthy was a senator who was an obnoxious troll, made everybody into a communist, and people had to protect themselves. They had no business. They had no business being accused of anything or of being harassed the way they are or the way they were then. But now look at the people being harassed in our country for their beliefs. It's damnable. I suppose it goes along with the human condition, but I'll tell you something. When we start taking apart our own leadership, and in some cases that's not unnecessary or not inappropriate, but to not remember this all started with the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, I think is a huge mistake. Now, having said that, we have a lot of people who are worried about the immediacy of what happens when you know, all the protections for mortgages or rent expire. Where's the biggest problem? Like 40 million people, I think, are at risk, aren't they?
That's actually according to the most recent report from a group of housing advocates that as many as 40 million renters are at risk of eviction in the coming months. So we mentioned earlier in the show when Trump signed an executive order and he sort of touted it as this is going to help renters who are struggling. The problem, though, is that the language in it is very vague. And so it essentially provides the possibility of the federal government, you know, intervening and helping, but there's nothing concrete. And so part of the problem with that is that housing advocates are now saying that this is just an empty shell with that. It just creates more confusion. It gives people false hope because, you know, we live in a very fast-paced society. We see a headline, we don't bother reading the article. We hear a soundbite, we don't bother reading into it more. There are a lot of people, I have friends who heard about this and thought, phew, okay, I'm not going to get kicked out of my apartment, and that's actually not what this executive order does. It really doesn't do much. So according to the
It doesn't throw you out, it just doesn't keep you from being thrown out. It just doesn't address the issue.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything to stop evictions. And so the House of Representatives included in the HEROES Act proposal, that had $175 billion in rent and mortgage assistance, and that would replace the original federal eviction moratorium with a 12-month moratorium for all rental housing, not just federally subsidized ones. That's actually something that is helpful because I have a lot of friends. None of them live in federally subsidized apartments.
Isn't that still in process, though? That hasn't been thrown out. It just hasn't been acted on.
I think Mitch McConnell said that was a non-starter. That was what the House came up with, and then it just, that was the HEROES Act. And then Richard Shelby, who's a Republican from Alabama, he came up with the GOP HEALS Act. That included significantly less money for housing assistance, and it would be used for it was supposed to be used for tenant-based rental assistance. That also didn't have any language in it that extends the CARES Act, which was the original eviction moratorium. So essentially, here we are. We're no further along. There's no actual solution here. There's no resolution, and 40 million renters are going to start being evicted. So it's still a mess. Now, if you are someone or know someone who is in this situation, Princeton University has a website called Eviction Lab, and that will set you up with, that will connect you with local resources. Some states and cities have implemented their own eviction moratoriums. And so Eviction Lab at Princeton University, you can go there and you can check to see what options are available to you and your loved ones. There are also legal aid options called Just Shelter, and they help tenants who are facing eviction for low cost or no charge at all. And we're already starting to hear these stories. There was in Manhattan, or in one of the five boroughs, there was a teenage boy who lived alone with his father. His father got COVID, had a stroke, is in the hospital, unresponsive, and this 14-year-old boy just got evicted by the landlord. The kid has nowhere to go. So it's this kind, and the parent can't, his father can't even advocate for him. His father is unconscious in the hospital.
Yeah, that's the kind of, how do you think, how is somebody thinking or not thinking when it comes to this sort of thing? It's this myopic thinking that gives us the problems that we have. So here's another, there's a myopic focus on masks. And I was just looking, while you were doing the one study, university study, I'm looking at a Duke University School of Medicine study about masks. And the different types of masks, and which ones work, and which ones don't. And where do the droplets come out? So they drop down your neck. And should you be wearing something to protect your neck? And it keeps other people... The most secure mask, though, everybody seems to agree, is the N95, which leads to a droplet transmission of pretty much zero.
Yeah.
Made out of cotton and polypropylene. I don't know what you're wearing. Do you know what you're wearing? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I know.
I have this sort of the standard blue surgical mask. I have a box of the disposable surgical masks.
Those are the N95s.
No, they're not. They're just called surgical masks. The N95 is different. The N95, they're still saying, whether it's the CDC or doctors in different hospitals, they're saying there is a shortage again of the N95 masks. So they're really saying, wear a cloth mask or wear a surgical mask. You don't need the N95 unless, you're in an elevator with other people and you can't get away from them, or if you're flying on an airplane or something like that. But we are starting to see the PPE shortages once again.
Most buildings that I go into that have elevators say only one person in the elevator at a time. So most
the impact of this is getting
people to go up and down the stairs. Good exercise.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is if we want anyone to return to a city, you can't walk 40 flights.
All right, vaccines are part of the debate as well. In a moment, are you too fat to vax? I want to remind you about one of the programs that I produce every week, the health show, the farmer show. There's something called Your Hidden Power, which is a way for us to tap into that sixth sense, if you will, that both Victoria and I believe in. There's a psychic medium in this particular, the podcast that's out now, the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast, a focus on somebody who started at the age of six to be able to understand communication with the dead. This is hard stuff for some people to get because they think it's nonsense. It isn't, for me anyway, but if you want to get a grip, even if you're close to it, you want to understand how other people are thinking. And this psychic, by the way, helps people a lot who've lost folks to the COVID disease. So if you want to go down that route and have something that's entertaining and informative, check out our weekly podcast. It's called Your Hidden Power, and you find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40in rewards for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The COVID-19 pandemic has forced many of us to work from home. In fact, a recent survey from Epson found that many of us are very happy working from home and want to continue to do so. Karen Rowden from Epson explains.
Every couple of years, we do a really lighthearted survey about working from home. We want to find out what people are doing when they're working from home, what type of tech they need to work with, and how are they using that tech. So this year, we did our survey, and right now it's so timely as people are working from home. So what we found was there weren't any really big surprises. We found generally people just want to be comfortable. So you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
More on how we're working from home tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there are over 100 million people that are clinically obese in our country, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And so the study on vaccines and who's going to benefit from them, most of the people who have COVID are fat, obese, way overweight. And it appears that most of these vaccines that are being developed don't do any good for people who are overweight. So why are we developing them if we admit that they won't work with people who have the disease for the most part?
It's all about inflammation. They think that it's that when you're overweight and your blood pressure is high and your blood sugar is high, that your body is in a constant state of inflammation. When you get a vaccine, what the vaccine does is it's supposed to trigger inflammation in your body so that you have a response to it. But if you're already inflamed, then you're not going to have a response to the virus, to the vaccine. Right. So this is yet another
inflammation
complication.
Inflammation is disease. That is it. Anything, wherever your body is, inflammation appears in different ways in your body. But when you have aches and pains, that kind of stuff, or you have, you know, your heart problems are a result of an inflamed heart. So this is something to really pay attention to. You want to benefit from these vaccines, you better lose some weight. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Joining us now from his home in Israel is my pal Uri Geller, who always has something that is of import. We were talking to an intuitive, and I was thinking about you and neuroscience, how many times your brain has been studied, because people just don't seem to understand you. And I don't mean that. People say that about me, too. They don't understand me. The understanding of you and what makes, it's not what makes you tick, it's different, it's what makes you work. What makes you and what you do, if that's the right phraseology, work? What's in that body or brain of yours?
Well, you know, Doug, that basically neuroscience is the scientific study of the nervous system. It basically combines physiology, anatomy, molecular biology, development biology, I mean, cytology, mathematical modeling, I can go on. It even contains psychology to understand the fundamental and emergence of properties of neurons and neural circuits in your brain. Now, this is interesting because my friend Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, Captain Edgar Mitchell, he was one of the people who had links to the CIA, who got me out of Israel. And he used to say this. He said, there is no challenge too immense for man. There is no distance too great for our minds to travel. Isn't that amazing? And what he basically meant by that is that our minds are infinite, like the universe, infinity. Infinity is probably the most powerful word in the English lexicon because it basically means no end. Just, you can't even fathom, imagine what is no end. There's no end to inner space. There is no end to outer space. So the neuroscience within our brains, within our minds, within our souls, within our spirit, within our psyche, is something to continue to explore over and over and continue growing with it, to making this neuroscience available to us to understand, because the day we will understand what neuroscience is about, we will all be telepathic, we will all be able to move items with the power of the mind, we will master psychokinesis. That was a long answer, but there you go.
I guess coupled with that, I want to know, even though maybe I know the answer, but I want people to know what there is about your inner voice that speaks to you, that propels you. We all are motivated, whether we know it or not, by our inner voice, if we even understand what that is. So what is your inner voice always talking to you?
You know, when you say talking to me, I latch onto it. I connect to my inner voice, I guess, the minute I wake up. Probably my inner voice also creates the dreams that I dream about. So it's very automatic with me. It's very natural. And I just go with the flow. So to me, my inner voice is so automatic that I just go on with the day, do what I need to do, achieve the things I need to achieve, meet the right people, speak to the people I need to learn from. And that's how I get on with my life, Doug. I try to eliminate negative thinkers around me.
Yeah, I was going to jump. You're one of the most optimistic people that I know. And that's why I like hanging around with you. That's why I want to be around you, is because you are an optimist. And there's so much of that. There's a feature of people kind or gentle or whatever. That's all another reason to be it'd be interesting to hang around with somebody. But you're the optimistic side of you, I think, maybe has, whether you've ever analyzed it that way, has caused you to be successful.
I think that success is basically, well, I always say that the secret of success is originality. If you're original and if you can come up with original ideas, it'll pave the way to financial success. I'm talking about financial success now.
Yeah.
If you create a great family around you, amazing children, you bring them up the right way, that'll all contribute to your success in life.
And your amazing friends.
Yeah.
There you go. Uri Geller. Go to UriGellerMuseum.com and see what he's developing there over in Tel Aviv and Israel. Fascinating things, a fascinating life, fascinating human being. Happy to have him here with us every week on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.